Jolene Fallot joining us this morning, Assistant VP and Branch Manager at First Mid Bank and Trust and Treasurer for the Carbondale Chamber of Commerce. And as we said, the burden of being my friend. How are you this morning?
I am doing well. How are you, Tom?
Good. I'm really curious, and I've been looking forward to this conversation because I got a lot of comments here and thoughts that I want to share with you this morning. First, we remember the adage that cash is king. Not so much. Vendors right now, service people you interact with, they're pretty fond of debit cards and credit cards right now.
They are. One thing that we at the bank know, and I think a lot of people know too, is one of the dirtiest things in the world is our money. So if you can limit your interaction with that, you're doing yourself a favor right now.
All right. What's interesting on this is there's some varying opinion when it comes to strains of COVID-19 or strains of coronavirus, and that seems to dictate the length of time in which it survives on money, 0 to 5 days. And, yeah, 0 to 5 days, that's a pretty good group. So when you've got banking employees and people are maybe still in business and using money and bringing it, putting in the bank, what do you do with the bank once you get that money? Are you cleaning it? How do your employees count it and stay safe? How does that work? I'm curious about the logistics.
Well, there's not really a good way to clean the money, unfortunately. We are disinfecting our hands frequently. We're wearing gloves. We're changing those out. You know, we are using the machines to count the money as often as we can and disinfecting those. But it's just really on each individual employee to keep themselves safe as much as possible by using, you know, the guidelines we've heard. Wash your hands often, disinfect your surfaces often. That's really the best we can do.
Yeah, and you know how hard it adds to the habit when you count money and you lick your thumb so you can count faster. That habit,
no, we don't do that.
That habit's gone now. But I think is the biggest day-to-day change, the way banks are interacting and focusing on that drive-through business, is that the single biggest change, you think?
It is. You know, we've talked to several customers who say, you know, we don't normally come through the drive-through, but we have talked a lot about ways to make it as easy as possible. In Carbondale specifically, we do have a lot of folks, we have a lot of customers that don't have cars. Typically, we don't wait on walk-up people through the drive-through for safety, but we have designated a specific lane. We've blocked it off with cones and tape and are allowing people to walk up. And I know everywhere people are making as many accommodations as they can for their customers to make sure that, you know, that's easy and safe.
You know, this is an area where, you know, we have to speculate to a certain degree. Because I had 2 weeks ago on the air, I'd said, you know, I wonder if this past weekend we would have seen a run on banks had debit cards not been, well, they've just proliferated everywhere. I mean, I can go weeks without a dollar bill in my hand now. Do you think there would have been a run on banks that we'd not had that debit card that gave us some reassurance when it came to our money?
I think so. You know, the younger generation just doesn't look at cash the same way folks that are closer to our age do, and that's because of debit cards and online banking and all of those choices that they make so much more easily than we do.
You know, when it comes to run-on banks, this had already been happening for several months. I've been watching this story develop. The $100 bill is one of the most sought after things right now, and has been, but before the coronavirus concerns here as well. So if you had to say, you know, somebody come to the bank and say, look, I want all my money. Do you see that type of behavior even to a small percentage?
We have seen not to that extent. No, we've had a very small number of folks come in and take a much larger sum than they normally would, but only a very few cases. And the worry with that, you know, it is your money. Absolutely, you're entitled to it. And, you know, the folks tell me, well, I have a safe at home. Well, you do have a safe at home, but someone can steal that safe. You can have a car accident on your way from the bank. And if your cash that you took blows down the road, you know, it's gone. It's safe in the bank. It's insured. We are not having any kind of interruption of service. So there's really no reason to keep a large sum at home.
All right. So yesterday I was speaking with the economic development director. I know you know him. Steve Mitchell joined me yesterday. And
yeah,
we were talking about, you know, and I said, what's your advice for a small business going forward? And he surprised me. First thing, he says, first thing is call your bank, call your lender, call the person you have loans with, call them first thing. He could not be more emphatic.
Absolutely. You know, I can speak for First Mid, and like I've said, I know we're kind of a small community, the bankers, a lot of us talk amongst ourselves. People are working on ways to help their businesses. I know that even if your business isn't impacted today, this is going to be a long process. Call your banker. Your bank probably has a program in place, or they're working on a program, or they could hook you up with resources with the Small Business Administration. The package that they've passed yesterday, you know, none of us really know exactly what that's going to look like, but it's going to have additional resources. So the sooner you start, the better. You don't want to be coming to your banker 2 months down the road when it's a disaster. You want to get a plan right now. What's available? What can I do? Even, like I said, if you're not seeing it today, just know in case, what will I need to do if I start to have a problem?
Because they don't want you to default. And what's interesting is psychologically, and I've done this too, oh, I missed a payment, I missed two payments, well, I'll just stop paying. See, that's not the way, they can't really do that. I've done that, it doesn't work out well. And then I realized when I went and talked to the very same people at the financial institution I had had that misdeed with, they were like, you know, if you'd come to us when this is a problem, we could have worked something out, because we don't want you to fail at this loan either.
Exactly.
Right? And so the idea being that we don't want a whole lot of business, we don't want any. But 3 months from now, when everybody says, I can't pay, of what that would do to the economy again. It's almost like with this stimulus bill and some of the reassurance that we put, like, stop right here, and then we'll resume and pick up where we left off, kind of just like marking 3 months or 2 months or 8 weeks off the books.
Yeah, the best thing you can do is get ahead of it. Even if today you're lucky enough that you're in a business that's not really impacted, I think there's going to be a domino effect. You know, there's going to be a fairly long timeline before that normal, whatever that means.
Yeah.
So knowing what's available to you today, and that's going to change over the next week or two. Like I said, that's that the new stimulus or whatever they're calling the new package they passed. There's going to be resources coming down the pike, but get a plan in place.
Yeah, and here's the thing. They're not going to send you $1,200 in cash. There's going to be a check. You're going to go to the bank. And I worry sometimes that I leave the wrong impression. You know, we talked about the drive-thrus and the walk-ups, but all of the departments at banks are open. They're just open in a new way. Maybe it's videotape. It's a simple phone call. You know, and I mean, when I did my mortgage, I didn't go anywhere until the final day, because they just sent me the documents and I used my little pinky there and wrote my name. I mean, there's so much that can be done with technology and without being diminished service-wise.
Yes, I mean, there's, you know, so much available to deposit your checks through your phone, but we are still seeing people by appointment. If you have something that you really truly feel like you need to talk with your banker about, again, I can't speak for everyone, but we can make accommodations. We do make appointments. If you need to come in, we'll get you set up with whatever it is that you need to do.
Which is what I've seen most banks say. I the absence of that is kind of hard to track down, but almost every bank, I mean, you saw Banterra getting out in front of it. They're doing, I think, a 90-day deferment they announced yesterday, the day before yesterday. They're working this program.
Sorry, Tom.
No, go ahead, Jolene. They're working this program.
We've offered for all of our consumer loan customers a 2-month deferment, and I know that the consumer or the commercial loans, I believe, a 3-month deferment is available. So, and mortgages just they're still working on a plan,
right?
But there are definitely the accommodations made.
All right. So tomorrow morning in this time slot, I'm going to be joined by Steve Lindsay. He's with the Small Business Corporation. You know who these people are. They're 504 lenders. They're the ones, liaison, I think would be the correct term, between the Small Business Administration and the bank. That's my understanding in my homework last night, so that they can have that money directed off the banks and handle those loans so that small businesses can get part of the stimulus package, because some of this stuff is already known when it comes to the SBA. So we're going to do that tomorrow.
Right.
Any final thoughts when it comes to interacting? I mean, because here's me, right? I don't necessarily have to go into the bank, but I do because, well, I want you guys down at the bank to see my mug. So whenever I come in and say this or that's happened, you know who I am. I mean, I just want that personal relationship. What do you think going forward? What's your guidance with your years of experience in banking and how to interact and how to take this? Your final thoughts today?
Well, I just think that staying in contact is important right now. There are lots of online resources available. But if you have a question or you feel uncomfortable, just pick up the phone and call your local branch. There are people there who can help you, who can guide you. Every situation is so unique, but don't be afraid to just pick up the phone and call or to go through your drive-through and explain what you've got going on. Don't sit home and worry about it. Just ask the questions and find out what's available to you.